take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, covering the week past and the week that we look forward to ahead. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, syndicated from Southern California to upstate New York on the AM and FM dial, and going out worldwide on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the news, we're going to be going over some financial information today. Goldman Sachs raises possibility of $200 a barrel oil. It's at $106 right now, so the national average is about $355 at the pump. They're talking about, by the summer, $5 a gallon for gas. Now, in Europe, they're paying less for fuel than they were 5 years ago. We're paying more because our dollar is being devalued. It does matter. Also, consumer debt grows to $2.52 trillion. New documents reveal North American Union Public Relations Campaign. New documents through four-year lawsuits, Freedom of Information Act, where they had to actually sue to get them, show that they are meeting and talking about how to lie to us about the fact that they're setting up a North American Union. More smoking gun documents there. And we first broke this 2 weeks ago. We happened to have the California court ruling. A listener emailed me and said, look at the state Supreme Court saying that parents don't control their children or own their children or have their children or have custody of their children. The state does. Now the Associated Press has picked up on this and is dryly reporting. Parents don't have constitutional right to homeschool kids. The state says they own your children. So we'll go over that. Also, in other police state news, Britain makes camera that sees through your clothes. Reuters. Another story here on the Daily Mail, insects become fly-on-the-wall spies with tiny cameras, radio controls, and microphones. They genetically engineer the flies to actually have cameras and microchip ports on them. And then they just plug the microchip that controls the cameras and microphones into the fly. That's how far along genetic engineering is that's already been done. So we'll be going over that for you today. The Sydney Morning Herald, the largest newspaper in the land down under, Australia, has the headline, They Knew But Did Nothing. And it's actually a whitewash. It is a lengthy 9-page story reporting on everything that we told you 6 years ago, right after the attacks happened, that they knew the specific exact information on what was going to happen, when was going to happen in the months and weeks and days before 9/11, and, quote, did nothing. But this article doesn't get into the other half of the story. They didn't just do nothing. The White House ordered senior FBI to order FBI field leaders, anti-terror head officers, agents, in Dallas, in Phoenix, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, in Oklahoma City, in Los Angeles, in San Diego, in Miami, in New York, everywhere. And some of the agents, FBI agents, would refuse to stand down. They were threatened with arrest. That's all public. That's all come out here and there in the news, but never got any attention. But here's a huge story. They knew but did nothing. It's a lot more than that. The people say, well, who were the hijackers then? They worked for the government? All we know is the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases, had the highest level security clearances, and supposedly boarded those planes. Now, when they work for the government, are trained by the government orders the FBI not to stop them, gives the FBI agents that block them record cash bonuses in 2002, and then demotes or fires the agents that did their jobs, then what does that look like to you? All we know is we've been lied to. All we know is these people were agents of our criminal government, and we know that the official 9/11 Commission reports are fraud. And then you look at all the other evidence of bombs in the buildings and NORAD drills, NORAD standing down, and all of our troops already massed around Afghanistan to invade in the months before, and Bush the day before launching the order, signing the order to launch attacks September 12th. You think they just lined up all the troops and all the aircraft carriers by accident, and then magically the attack happened, and they attacked days later, and they said, look at the incredible, our military was on it in hours. Well, of course they were on it in hours. They were masked and lined up and ready to go, and then magically the towers blow up. I mean, are you starting to put two and two together? Figure it out for yourself. Go look into it. It's incredible. So we've got that report as well. That is just some of what we're going to be going over today. But look, I'm not going to belabor all this news today. I'm going to give you just the basics of it, point you in the right direction, and then encourage you to do your own research. Just question reality. That's all we ask you here. You know you've been lied to by the government millions of times. You know the government's been caught in every type of crime you can imagine. Are we saying the whole government's bad? No, but criminal, unaccountable elements are running wild. But the big issue today is your calls. I want to get your take on scores of top economists and forecasters that are the top advisors to the Fortune 100. I interviewed the head of ShadowStats, who's a big CNN contributor, Friday. And he said 100% we're going to have a depression within 2 years. And I interviewed the head of the New York Business School, and he said we're going into a depression. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, the former head of the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, says we're going into a depression. I hope that's not the case. But I'd like to get your take on what's happening. We know the dollar has been devalued now by more than 60% from what it was in 8 years ago when the euro opened. We know that it slid another cent last week, and there's only 100 pennies to slide in a dollar. I mean, when it slid 60% and it slides another penny, there's only 39 pennies to go, folks. Now, inflation always affects the nation that's done it last. Outside, you try to go to England, a crummy hotel is $800 now, whereas 3 years ago it was $300, $200. Used to, the dollar was king in Canada. Now, what, the loony, their money is 106 to the dollar. Used to be like 60 cents to the dollar. Now it's worth 6 cents more than a dollar. The positions have been reversed, and it's sliding every week. It's not stopping. And all the financial experts say that if it slides another 20 cents or so in value against other currencies, it's over. Conservatively, your Social Security check, those of you on fixed incomes, has had half its value cut in the last decade. Now it's telescoping. It's accelerating at the end. Well, we're talking about in 2 years it losing another half of its value or more. But you're only given about 3% increase each year for inflation when inflation is more like 15% a year. That's compounded. That builds. I'd like to hear from you out there. And maybe you don't care about old people. Maybe you don't care about retirees that have paid in their whole life. You know, you're a know-it-all yuppie. This is going to affect your business and your company and where you work that what, 20-something percent of the country is on fixed incomes, and that's accelerating as more people retire? More baby boomers now retiring, adding on to that? I mean, that's just one small facet to all of this. Oil prices being so high, that gets passed on to every facet of the economy, to shipping and to the products and taxes and all of it. And so you say, I got lots of money. I don't care if gas is $4 a gallon. Well, you better care because other people don't have as much money as you do. I'm talking to establishment types who think they're part of the establishment. It's going to affect your business because the general public, Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack, aren't going to have money to buy your product. So that's another facet to all of this. What's going to happen if we have a depression? What's going to happen? What are people going to do? People were pretty well behaved in the 1930s. And 80% lived on farms to grow their own food. Now it's 90% live in the city. And the 10% living on the farms, what, 4 or 5% of them can grow their own food. What's going to happen? It's all about crime in the streets, breakdown of society. Why are they gearing up for martial law? Well, it's obvious for that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with your calls and a lot more. Stay with us. The number is 877-590-5525.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
10 Enders from Midas, March 3rd, 2008. Gold, 981 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,898 or $96.80 for half, $248.40 for quarter. That's $1,898 or $96.80 and $248.40.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. 2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Again, I want to get your take on the economy. You're welcome to call in on any subject you wish. We have the central banks that own our private Federal Reserve that made the decision 8 years ago publicly to begin the slow death of the dollar. We're now seeing that happen, the Council on Foreign Relations, the shadow government that runs our nation, 3 weeks ago came out and said, yeah, that's true, we want to get rid of the dollar and create an Amero to be merged in with the European Union's currency, the euro. Everything we told you from secret documents and things that came out in lawsuits, they now just throw in your face. And every chief economist I have on says the same thing. They want to kill the dollar to bring in their Amero, their North American Union currency that'll then be a Pan-American currency. Meanwhile, they want to make the public think that there's some scapegoats or somebody for the media to blame. And while I'm no fan of the actions and the cartel that works with OPEC, that works with our oil companies, it's really not the oil companies at the end of the day that are doing all of this. They're selling oil actually for less to Europe than they were just 5 years ago, because the euro has more value now. And because it's been pushed up in value and the dollar's been devalued, then it's a world market, and many of these nations are moving away from the dollar for oil purchases. And so we're going to pay $106 a barrel for crude oil, and you're going to pay $3.54, $5. It's just going to grow. They're talking about $5 by next year, $4 by the summer for your gallon of gas. And that affects everything else. Somebody else that they're blaming, and again, a lot of these CEOs are globalists, and they're part of it, and most of them are part of the SPP shadow government structure. We've got the documents on that. But to blame them, and they're making hundreds of millions, 50, 60 million, 30 million apiece. Some of them make hundreds of millions a year apiece. There's one CEO here that says made 161.6 mil. Those are drops in the bucket compared to the institutional investors, the governmental investors in these companies. And so they're trying to say, oh, the economy's doing bad because the CEOs are making a lot of money. The CEO is very small in the entire financial picture. I mean, you'll have some $300 billion, $250 billion, $100 billion dollar company. And, yeah, the CEO is making $200 million a year. Again, that's a distraction overall to what's actually causing these problems. It's not that they're being paid so much. It's that they're being paid so much to ruthlessly destroy this nation and destroy our currency. It's not that they're in and of themselves being paid a lot that's bad. So Congress spotlights CEOs' pay. Legislators call on executives to explain millions in payments despite companies' failures. And that is true. Even as the companies fail, they jump out with golden parachutes. What do you expect? Okay, loaded phone lines here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Rhode Island. You're on the air, Chris.
Hello, Alex Jones. I've been a big fan for at least 3 years, man. So I'd like to say thank you for your work, man.
Thank you, sir.
And, I was just listening to your interview of Jordan Maxwell in 2005.
Yes.
And, he talked about all these martial law, police state that's coming up if we don't revolt at the end of the year 2008.
He did say that in 2005, and Jordan is a great scholar.
Yeah.
We hope that's not the case, but they're certainly making the preparations. Now even the Houston Chronicle, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Tribune admit the government has built camps for the American people.
And furthermore, like this one question, I just have one question. Why, when I tell people about this, they think I'm crazy?
It's an important question. Because in sitcoms, even in fiction programs and in books and in school and everywhere for 20 years. You know why I woke up to the New World Order? I already knew a lot about history, and I was somewhat educated. But when I was going to college, they would teach us that world government was good and handing our guns in was good and sterilization and population reduction was good. And then I'd turn on CNN and they'd say, crazies believe in this. There's no move for a world government. And I'd go, wait a minute, I'm being taught this at school. So then I started investigating when I was about 19 or so. And I got on air when I was 21. But they've been preconditioned. Like, I didn't know why 15 years ago, right before I got on air, why they would have cartoons and news programs where they would talk about crazy kooks that think the government wants to put chips in us. And I thought, yeah, they are crazy kooks. And then suddenly the media started pushing how we all need to have chips and how babies need chips and prisoners need chips. See, they preconditioned us before they made a move. They said, if you hear people talk about this, they're kooks. So then even when the media then starts pushing it, polite society isn't supposed to talk about it because that's what weirdos discuss. You have dumbed-down, cattle-like population. That's why they're slaves. They're starting to wake up, though. But just move on. People that laugh at you, just move on. Let the dead bury the dead. Knock the dust off your feet. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Scott in Colorado. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Scott. How are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
Great to talk to you again. I just wanted to bring to your attention a video that I actually uploaded to YouTube. And the reason I'm calling you, it's not that it's a great video. is I had a response to a little video, and I had a response to it within about 30 seconds. And I was kind of concerned on how fast somebody would respond to it. And I'm just going to leave you or give you the information to Google it if you want to. And it's Colorado Springs Fire Department Drill. And department is DEPT.
Well, that's where the main node of the shadow government is based, as you know.
Right.
And what was the particular drill?
You can watch the video in your break. It's a minute and 13 seconds, and you can tell, you know, me, I'm just going to go ahead and hang up. But we have 30,000 troops now moving into Fort Carson, and they're...
Well, I forgot to have a pen. One of you guys run me a pen in here? Thanks. What's the name of the clip again?
It's Colorado Springs Fire Department. And it's DE.
Okay, but I mean, from your own layman's perspective, what are they doing in the drill that's so important?
Well, I don't see any firemen in this drill. And there are a lot of people dressed in military garb and also a couple of people dressed in looking like moon suits.
Sure, so it's Colorado Springs Fire Department drill?
Fire Department drill. And then if you go ahead and put in, and I also put then Posse Comitatus because.
But the larger issue is somebody instantly responded to you when you put it.
About 30 seconds.
And let me guess, it was a negative response?
Absolutely.
Well, look, they admit this. The Pentagon, this is in mainstream news. I mean, they said 2 years ago that they were going to have CENTCOM and use tens of thousands of regular troops to sit on the web and, quote, combat this info. And they admittedly even brag on the sites. And then they'll even have handles. They're so dumb. They'll have a handle, their computer name. You'll find their MySpace, and it's 9 times out of 10, it's a CENTCOM goon engaging in propaganda. And they'll go on my site and say, on the InfoWars message board, and say, I'm going to kill you. I can't wait to gas you in camps. We take their handle name, find out they're in the military, they're in domestic operations, and we've done shows on that. And, yes, they are just waiting with anything with the name Alex Jones in the tag. Did you put Alex Jones in your tag names?
I did put Alex Jones.
Yeah, so, no, we've already done our own study of this.
Okay.
Of course, regular video won't get commented on for hours generally, but anything with my name, they instantly jump on. So what you do is you doppelgang them. You upload stuff under the serious name, but you double upload it under a stupid, silly name and don't put my name on it. That gets through some of their filters. All right.
I'd like for you to see this at the very end of it. I'd like for you to see the sheriff's that are in this. There were no.
No, I know. I've seen these 100 times, and I will check it out. Yeah, the military is practicing to take over the town. I know. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back live, my friends. I want to be clear here. Last Monday, we became aware of a military upload video of 3 Marines in Iraq with what looks like about a 6-week-old black and white puppy. It's clearly a real puppy. The Marines are clearly either Marines, they were best actor Oscar winners, they were that, was that real, throwing this puppy off of a cliff. And then the Marines said, well, we think it's real, and the guy's name is real, and it checks out. And a week later, it's been all over the newspapers. He hasn't recanted and said it wasn't him or it wasn't a real puppy. But the bigger issue here was that we found hundreds of videos of them torturing animals, shooting and torturing dogs, cats, but more importantly, shooting humans, mowing children down, mowing women down, throwing hand grenades into a sheep herder and a sheep, laughing as it explodes. Hundreds of them. I quit watching after about 100. So we just posted all of those on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then we got the death threats. You know, we're going to kill you. You hate America. You're with Al-Qaeda. Let me explain something to the people in our military that think this is good. By defending that, by saying that killing innocent children or killing puppies is good, you destroy the name of our military and our country. That behavior is bad. If you would have said it was bad, instead of making excuses and lying and saying the video wasn't real and now admitted that it's real and all the other videos, then it could have been a bad apple situation. But by Michelle Malkin and others covering it up, making excuses, by the neocons defending it, it shows this is the policy. And what do you expect when White House memos that are public, the Academy Award-winning film this year, Taxi to the Dark Side has the information we played here on air 3 years ago. John Yoo, Chief White House Counsel, at a CFR meeting saying, yeah, we are torturing children with pliers sexually, and we're allowed to do that. And even the CFR boos him and then laughs at him. I don't think it's a laughing matter. But that's the Academy Award-winning documentary, 2008. So that's real. Okay? By the way, Taxi to the Dark Side is free on Google right now. Just so I went and saw it at the theater at the Arbor a few weeks ago, and then boom, there it was on Google Video. We put a link to it up on Infowars.com, but Taxi to the Dark Side on Google right now. Where they're all their memos, all their training manuals, torture children in front of their parents, the rest of it. Now, when people come out and they defend that, and when the White House says that's good, until public opinion turned against them, they said, we never said that, and they prosecuted people they ordered to do the torture. Pretty sick. I'm against those that torture, but even more those that gave the orders, and then they have the nerve to burn the people that follow orders. When you do that, then you start getting troops. And American soldiers have always, you know, been cut above the rest historically, not just from our own history, but I've read other histories of our soldiers. In the Revolutionary War, we were much better behaved than the British were, and so on and so forth. Not that we have a perfect history, but now this is among some of the worst type war crimes I've ever seen against humans. They just sit off the side of the road laughing, randomly shooting cars, minivans full of women and children, and they fall out dead, and the troops are laughing. I mean, there's videos of that. There's videos of them making fun of handicapped kids and calling them names. You know. And that seems to get people more mad than just machine-gunning men, women, and children for fun. Why are people so mad about this puppy? Because everybody knows the puppy was innocent. We've already dehumanized the Iraqis where they're not even human, not even an animal. That's how they've been sold. They are human beings. They don't deserve that. Thought we're liberating them. But it is shocking on the Dig comments. We'd post articles. People would comment. Dig's one of the biggest websites. And they're in there saying, I can't wait to get you in a camp and kill you. And then you go to their handle, and it links right to their MySpace page, and it's them, and they're saying similar things, and they're in full uniform. I mean, that's scary when trained killers are on my website saying, and on our subpages, and on our YouTube videos saying, we're going to kill you, Jones. Well, I mean, what happened to you? How did you become so evil that you think it's unpatriotic for me to say our troops need to be punished when they do that? People are criticizing the Austin police chief. For people around the country, it's a microcosm. We finally got a police chief that's actually punishing cops that shoot people in the back and shoot fleeing suspects from nonviolent crimes. And he's saying, look, you read the transcripts, the letters, the testimony he's given in these court cases where they're trying to reinstate bad cops. And he says, look, if we let bad cops do this, it gives us all a bad name. It makes perfect sense. It's the same thing. When you have people saying torture and killing kids and murdering little puppies is good, then it totally destroys the entire military's name. I'm trying to defend our military, you idiots. You can't come in and say that's okay. Then it makes it look like everybody's for it. What is your problem? ABC News, of all places, had a headline saying, oh, they're under mental stress. They're victims, the troops killing these animals. Was Jeffrey Dahmer, who started out killing animals, or Ted Bundy, or John Wayne Gacy, every major serial killer, almost in every case we've seen, it tortures animals. And you have this vitriol where all these military people work for the government. It's been in the news about the billions of fake news the White House purchases each year for buying off reporters, fake newscasts. I mean, this is the military engaging in domestic propaganda, running psyops against us. And then to see them go on Dig, where you vote things up to the main page, and they all brag, we're the Berry Brigade, most of them are military, and they bury all the stories we write so people don't see them. I mean, is that an American thing to do, to go in there and be on a government payroll and be blocking what I say and what I do? By the way, it isn't working. My radio show is one small part of what I do, but it's all growing exponentially. We can put up any video now, and it gets 100,000 views in a couple days. Just, I mean, tens of millions of people a day that we can track on YouTube and Google alone, only two platforms, and there's hundreds of others that are big. Hundreds of millions of people a week are watching my little local Austin TV show on the web now. I'm just one person in this fight. I mean, the worst thing you could ever do is kill me. That would then make more people look into what I've said and what I've done. And all I want is a free country. All I want is for you to not have your dollar devalued, troops. Now, by the way, I want to be clear. The majority of the troops support this radio show. You go to one of my rallies or one of my events, and literally there's just huge numbers of military there from Fort Hood here in Austin. Or I go to L.A. for an event, and they're up there from San Diego. Or it doesn't matter where. And Ron Paul got 73% of all military donations from Republican voters. He got 73% of all the campaign contributions from the military that were given to Republicans. That was when Ron Paul was running against 10 different people. And it held right through. 73% mainstream news. Ron Paul, 73% of the campaign contributions from the military. All the other candidates combined were only, 27, 28%. Think about that. So the military doesn't like the FEMA camps. The military doesn't like the war. The military doesn't like the New World Order. They love this country, and most of them join for the right reasons. But they're being phased out. Illegal aliens are being hired, and aggravated felons, mainstream news, are replacing their ranks. And the good guys are getting out, and the psychopaths that like to shoot women and children for no reason and like to kill little puppies, they're replacing them, and they're coming back and becoming police officers. And we better have police chiefs like the Austin police chief who fire bad cops to weed out the psychopaths. But most cities, that's not the trend. Now, they have one major reason a lot of cities now are punishing bad cops finally is because of the lawsuits. The old policy was just stonewall no matter what happens, and you don't have to pay the lawsuit. But they kept getting so many bad cops, they thought they had a free reign, that they actually started losing more of the cases. There's a big news article a few years ago, the famous police chief of Detroit talking about it. So, all right, I'm done ranting about that. Frank, Mark, Elijah, Gary, Chris, Mark, Mo. Your calls are straight ahead. Mo's first, then Mark, Gary, and others. Stay with us. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the most censored sites on the web. Find out why.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, the preacher man says it's the end of time.
The preacher man says
your calls are coming up in one moment. Get ready. Then we're going to get into more states consider immigration bills. Some good news. Britain makes cameras that see through your clothes. And I got a big stack of documents here on UN forced sterilization programs through vaccines. Stay with us. But let's hear a little bit from Junior first.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Ah, but the animal ID.
I've got a shot.
Premises ID is going to shut down what's left of the family farms. They want you in the urban centers where they can control you. Yeah, I can plow a field.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
And I can skin a buck. I can run a trot line.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. New World Order doesn't like that.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
You can't starve us out, you can't make us run.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
We were raised on shotguns.
We say, raise, we say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western
States. All right, let's go to your calls. Moe, Oregon, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Alex.
Welcome.
For taking my call. We love your show, and everything what you're saying, everything is accurate. And I am international journalist from Iran, and I work with Alex Ansari, your friend, in Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Also, and, you know, I would like to bring two things to your attention. One is just last month, 63,000 jobs in February lost for the second consecutive monthly decline and worst showing in 5 years, according to Labor Department report released Monday.
And a recession is two consecutive quarters of job loss.
Exactly.
And again, for those that don't know what a recession and a depression is, a recession is the name of the downward graph into the bottom that is a depression. Go ahead.
Yes, and another story I have from Arnold, the Terminator in California. he has signed a new law that in a massive disaster, care will be scarce. Older, sicker patients could be allowed and die in order to save the lives of patients more likely to survive.
And that's bioethics. And you have the European model of bioethics, which is really eugenics, under socialized health care, they're openly saying old people won't get health care. You cannot make this stuff up. That's mainstream news.
Exactly. And it says that it's not the nurse and doctors are accustomed to doing things, nor how Californian expects to be treated, but it is the part of sweeping a statewide plan being praised for its breadth. Even as rankles provides, who will have to carry it out? If the nurse and the doctors refuse, say, no, we want to treat that patient, they will lose their jobs.
Well, I mean, 10 years ago, yeah, they stopped having doctors when they got their medical degree, give the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. I mean, most major bioethicists are open eugenicists and call for all this. Great to hear from you, my friend. Alex Andrews, a great radio talk show host and TV show host in his own right, so I'm glad you know my friend. We're mutual friends then there. Let's now go ahead and talk to Mark in Nevada. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, I just want to go back to your depression talk because I think, you know, you got on the, you know, those economic advisors you're talking about. The housing is already in a depression for sure. And I just want to make a connection between all this and Ron Paul. And obviously it's been up, but I think it needs to be reiterated so we can get the man in, whatever it takes, right in. With, you know, a housing bubble and a stock bubble. And everybody buying a car or a house that wanted one in the next 2 or 3 years, and they bought it ahead of time because there was no payments for 2 years, whatever, it's catch-up time. So you got at least a mild depression. It's already in the housing, and it's going to...
Yeah, one out of 10 homes now is already upside down. We have millions and millions of homes going belly up, people walking away.
Yeah, we're in Vegas, and that's the crux of it. That's the worst place. You know, The Economist, every time The Economist talks about housing problems, we're in there.
Arizona, Minnesota, Florida.
Yeah, Florida. But my point is that if we have, you know, one thing we should be focusing on to get Ron Paul in there is obviously McCain's cluelessness on economics, and he admitted such. But to look at, you know, I don't want us to be in a depression, but we're going there. And since we're going there, we got to reiterate, and we all saw him teaching Ben Bernanke, the most powerful finance man on the
planet. Bernanke's telling Paul in the House Banking Committee, the congressman saying, Bernanke's still saying we have 2.3% inflation when every index says it's at least above 10. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's the type of bull the Federal Reserve shovels at the general public. Look, Ron Paul is not going to be president, but he's one in injecting real ideas, real information. People know about the inflation tax. They know about the North American Union. What is Hillary saying? She wants forced socialized health care where CPS will take your kids if you don't have the government insurance. Then with the government insurance, the government can force you to go under what care they want. That's the model. Rationing of care, total control. We don't need more government. We need less government. We're already bankrupt. And between Hillary and McCain and Obama, there's no difference. I mean, these are all open border, gun control scum, period. The country had a chance to go for Ron Paul, but the media cheated him. Look, if you believe Ron Paul really got 5% of the vote in Texas when he got 70% of the vote, 70% in his district, trounced his opponent, 70-30. I mean, do you really believe Ron Paul got 5% in Texas with the blimps and the signs and the TV and radio ads? That's pure bull. We have caught them in election fraud. There is Diebold-type systems in most of the country. They've been caught. Their executives have gone to jail. We said there was fraud in Ohio in 2004. People went to prison for it. It's real. You go, well, what do we do then? You can continue to vote to go prove it's a fraud and diagram it and track it and expose it. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Gary in Austin. You're on the air, Gary.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you.
I got two questions, and I'll take your comments off the air. First question is this. At what point do we, the people, stop allowing what the government dictates to us And we, the 80 million plus gun owners in this United States, stand up and start dictating to the United States government that it better get back to the Constitution or hell's a coming.
Well, they know that hell's coming. There's more than 100 million gun owners. So that's over a million armed combatants in the streets if only 1% actually decide to fight. I don't want that to happen. They're geared up and ready for that. And they'll claim we're terrorists. I want to peacefully take the government back. But what do you do if they stage a terror attack? I was talking to a former Special Forces guy yesterday who's involved in international business, and I've actually run into him a few times over the years. We have some joint acquaintances. And he just said, look, Alex, a nuke's going to go off, and then the tolerance for people like you is over. And I said, you know who's going to be behind that nuke? And he was basically laughed at me. You know, it's real funny. You see, they set a nuke off, and then they pose as the saviors. You understand how that works?
Right. Let me follow up on that just by making an analogy that I think that the airplane is at the point of no return, and it's either we land or we crash. Second question I want to get to real fast, if you don't mind. What's your personal philosophical belief that what is happening in our country and around the world today has a lot to do with the prophecies of Daniel and what's in Revelation? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Number one, it is such a hot-button issue that most Christians in America are bought and paid for by Council on Foreign Relations, World Council of Churches, where they tell you there's going to be a rapture and you're going to be pulled out of it and you don't have to face any evil. People in Germany being killed thought it was the rapture. The Seventh-day Adventists thought it was. The Baptists thought it was. That wasn't taught until 100 years ago at Schofield. And regardless, I have a duty to fight evil. I am a Christian. I think that what we see developing in the world with them wanting you to face scan or thumb scan to buy and sell and the cashless society, it all mirrors what's in the Bible. Really closely. And so, yeah, you've got to look at that and you've got to consider all that. But a lot of people then cop out and say, well, then I'm just going to praise God. The world's about to end. All I know is evil's coming for us. It's hurting innocence. We've got to fight it and stand up against it in the info war. I don't want to have a physical confrontation. But don't worry, they're going to start it like Lexington and Concord in 1775. More calls, tons of news, second hour after the news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.